Have you ever thought about the scripture in Psalms 51 where it says, oh God, create in me a clean heart and renew in me a right spirit? Well, where we ended last week was with that scripture. And we're going to start out with it today because this is a four-part series on what it is to live in the kingdom of God, because you came from the kingdom of God into the kingdom to operate as the kingdom of God in the earth. We came in as sons of God. We came in to be what it is that he had designed us to be. Apostle Marshall, come on and dazzle us with what it is that God wants today so that we can. I mean, I was just so stoked on our last program.
Oh God, it was powerful. You know, created me a clean heart.
Yes.
Renew a right spirit in me. And I love how you took that out of a religious context. Because religion, that means you're going to live right. That means you're going to act right and all that kind of stuff. I was told, Apostle Baker, or I heard this, that there can be anywhere. I knew this part. Anywhere from 7 to 9 layers of revelation. But recently I also understood that it's way, way, way more than that if you'll allow his mind to overtake you and then open up dimensional places, even through the scriptures, the average person would never think of. I love that. Created me a clean heart and renew a right spirit. In other words, give me your heart. And the more we get his heart, we got it already, but the more we understand and consciously aware, then the more it's going to help us to outwork who he is, his life, his mind in the earth realm.
You said something last time. You said something in the last thing when you were talking about the blinking of the eyes. Do you realize that every time our eyes blink, that that's a cleansing? Do you realize that it's the cleansing of the lenses? And as we're talking about this, in order for creating to have a clean mind, do you realize that we have to start to see differently? And those lenses, those spiritual lenses are being cleansed. I mean, when you threw that out there, I'm saying, oh my gosh. I mean, this just opened up things for me. It was like my head. It was like the expansion. Now I understand why God says, I want you to do this thing. And I want you to optimize your brain. That's why we have that optimize your brain challenge. That's why we have this brain optimization boot camp. This is the reason that we're doing this, is because we cannot tap into the spirit realm the way that we are to tap into the spirit realm and then operate as people in the earth, unless we operate with his mind, his brain, his thoughts. And the only way that that's going to happen is that there's going to have to be an expansion where they say, oh, no more God, no more me, only God. Well, that cannot happen unless we are cleansed, have a cleansed heart, and a renewed mind, a renewed spirit. So I'll be quiet and
allow you. You good. You good. I want to pick up on that because this is so powerful.
I know.
We don't understand. Religion has done such a disservice to us, religious ideology. And there are things that have been repeated for the last 30, 40, 50, 60, 100 years in religious circles, religious ideology, that are like supposedly fact. But when you begin to measure things to his mind, it don't fit. And so, I mean, we got his mind. Let's use it. Let's yield to it so he can think through us. So his thoughts can manifest through us. His ideas, his purpose, his plan. Remember, the Bible says in Psalm 139 that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. Think about that. Because he's making us out of the same, can I say it like this? We're made out of the same substance that he is. That's why he's our starting place, not the place we're trying to get to. He's our starting place. I wanted to talk about this for a moment. Nikola Tesla. Nikola Tesla. He made the Tesla electric car. They're all over California. I know. I see them all the time when I'm in California, and I'm starting to see them here in Nebraska. But this is what he said, and there's a lot of insight here. He said, this is a quote from Nikola Tesla. He said, "To find the secrets of the universe, think in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration." And this is so powerful because he innovated so many things, and people are still living today off the principles of the technological things that he tapped into, because he got outside himself and he touched this thing in creation. He touched God in creation, or the universe. It's all God. But he said energy. One of the definitions is the capacity or the power to do work, or the capacity to move an object, or even if it's a big object, to move it. And energy can exist in various forms: electrical, mechanical, chemical, thermal, nuclear. And the whole thing is, energy can be transformed, and this is what transformation is about, from one form into another. And he said, you got to understand energy. So I want to translate this to us. We came from him. Our birthplace, our homing place, is in the heavens, not in this earth realm. And so there is divine energy in us. There's divine frequency in us, and definitely divine vibration. It's kind of like the tuning fork. A tuning fork is going to pick up the vibration. We see it a lot in instruments, or even especially string instruments. But whatever that tuning fork is on, that instrument will tune to where that tuning fork is at. And the tuning fork ultimately calibrates the frequency. And I believe that part of that, we have frequency in us. Our bodies carry a certain frequency. And one of the principles, the reason I'm talking about this, the higher the frequency is, anything that's below that frequency has to get absorbed, has to submit to that higher vibrational frequency. And one of the things I just want to encourage us is to yield more in the realm of the spirit, ourselves, all of us, more in the spirit, so that the mind of Christ, the mind of God, that higher vibrational frequency will begin to manifest through us, so much so that we make such a difference in the earth realm. We come up with ideas and innovative things. And I really believe right now, God has been dealing with me about innovation that comes from his mind that we bring into the earth realm. Imagine a guy or gal, I don't know who it was, that I remember back years ago when I was a little boy, we had to carry the luggage. But the person that came up with putting wheels on it, that was innovative. It made life easier because I was young, I was big enough to carry bags, so it saved me from carrying all those heavy bags. My mom and the yeah.
But this but becomes- Let me ask you something. You said something. I mean, let me throw this in here. I believe what it is this: we have not, when we yield to, submit to, whichever one you have to do, submit means you think it's your enemy, or yield is when you know it's true and it's your friend, the sovereignty of God. See, we look at that and we don't recognize what that is actually saying. When I yield to the sovereignty of God, then what it is that's saying, it can actually be as he is, so am I in the earth. Wow. The sovereignty of God. Please catch this. Because until we realize, until we yield to the sovereignty of God, we will look at things and say, that is impossible. We will continue to look at the past and say, this is impossible, or it's because of. All of those because of and all of those buts will be out of our vocabulary.
Oh, wow, that's powerful.
When you yield to the sovereignty of God in order to please him, we will not please him until we yield to his sovereignty.
Oh, that's so good.
On your computer again, so you got to move it because it's making a lot of noise. When we yield to the sovereignty of God, we're saying that you can take me into any sphere you want to, and I will bring out of that sphere whatever it is that you want to, because nothing is impossible. Then we'll start to look at the Bible as a real book, as a word from God to the earth. As a word from God, from the Spirit of God to the Spirit that God lives in.
It goes back to the vibrational frequency. Here's mm-hmm. our words, and just from a prophetic perspective, there are some people, because we see it in the scriptures, where the prophets, I think Elijah, I get Elijah and Elisha mixed up sometimes, but they called for him, and he said, "Bring me a minstrel." And the minstrel began to play, and then he began to prophesy. And then there's some prophets that just could speak the word of the Lord. My point is, if you can catch what we're talking about, don't try to get it in your head. Don't even try to understand this. Just get it in your spirit. You will begin to understand that in this season, those that really begin to yield to the life of God on the inside, his mind, his everything, his heart, everything, you won't need an atmosphere to calibrate you, because you just move by the frequency of the Father that's on the inside of you. You won't need anything to trigger you, because people are looking and waiting for a trigger. They're waiting on something to ignite them. And it's already inside you. You just got to yield to it. Submit to it. Because it's there. And this is how you learn to live by what I call divine intent. Because you're moving by what's in you, the frequency of God that's in you. And when you're able to start doing that, you'll have impact in any place, any time, anywhere. Because it's already in you. Powerful. Now, I'm going to throw this in, and, you know, when you look at what we call the fivefold ministry or the ascension gifts, and I'm going back to some of the teaching I did a few weeks ago, what I decoded the colors for the fivefold, but also the seven spirits, but I want to deal particularly with the fivefold. The apostle is red, the prophet is orange. I won't break them down, but I just want to give you the color scheme. Then the evangelist is yellow, the pastor or the shepherd is green, and the teacher is blue. But here's the thing. When those colors come together, what happens is they begin. The Bible says Jesus is light, and his light illuminates everything. And we begin to see the pure white beam of his glory, because Jesus is light, and that light reveals truth. So when those colors come together, as I was digging into this, when those colors come together, it produces something like a pure white light. Man, I'm about to jump off this seat. Because the God in us, the Bible says, God is light, 1 John 1:5, and in him is no darkness at all. When the fivefold or ascension gift ministers really come together, it's supposed to produce a light that causes darkness to dispel. Because we walk in that light, and all darkness is an absence of light. That's all. It ain't a big problem. It's just we ain't got no light right now. But when these things line up correctly and they begin to line up inside of us, it produces a light, and you begin to see what you hadn't seen before, and you begin to know what you haven't known before. The Bible says, now understand in the scripture, and I'm just, there's two kinds of light. In Genesis 1:3, the Bible says, God said, "Let there be light." That was his, I believe that was his light. And then in Genesis 1:14, that's where that light came from. It was the light of the Father that lit light and still lighting all of creation. And then in Genesis 1:14,
let me be seen, he was saying, let me be seen.
Come on now. Yes. And so that was the light. And then in verse 14, that's God's, I call it, that's God's creative light. His created light was the sun, the moon, the stars, right? And everything else that you see, because his light is still bouncing around the universe so you can see. All you got to do is open your spirit so you can see the light. So you can see the light. I got an eye appointment in a few weeks, and they do all these tests. It's my annual appointment or biannual appointment. And I learned something about even when they test my eyes. They have to, when they make the lenses, they have to bend light to get the right picture. Like I got these readers on, and what it does, it helps, you know, close stuff, it helps me to see better. But it's one of the things it's doing is bending light so I can focus my optical nerve, because really, you don't see with your eyes anyway. You see through your eyes, because the light, that pure light, reflects on your optical nerve and it sends a message through your brain, and you start seeing through your eyes. You don't see with your eyes, you see through your eyes. Is anybody listening to? I don't know. I know I'm making sense. And so he's speaking today, and he's wanting to encourage somebody to let go. We used to say it, let go and let God. There's more in you, but you got to let go. Are you willing to walk away? I was in prayer three or four years ago, and the Lord said,
come on, finish it. Finish it. Are you willing to walk away from what it is that you know? Come on, finish it. Be bold. Yeah, really, tell it like it is.
This part, because the Lord said to me, he said, Marshall, he said, you remember Paul? Paul said he counted everything as loss for the knowledge of who I am. He said, that's what this journey is about. You must be willing to count. Everything I've learned everything you've learned all these years, everything you know, are you willing to let it go for the knowledge of the Christ, the Son of the living God? It's more valuable than all the education. It's more valuable than all of that. And I was like, I get it. I understand. And when I share that with people, Dr. Baker, people are like, oh, you don't have to. I said, no, if you're really going to follow this road and tap into this thing right, you're supposed to let it all go, because you can't hold on to that and hold on to him at the same time. That's because, you know, I know it's pretty to say, Lord, more you and less of me. I really believe he don't want none of you left. He wants it to be all of him. But my point simply is letting go. Are you willing to let go? And, you know, thank God for the boot camps. And I learned this phrase. Are you going to recycle back to a default positional area of thinking that got to where you are in the first place? Remember, wherever you are in your life, in your ministry, in your job and employ, wherever you are is to how you think right this moment that got you there. Whew. And the only thing that's going to get you from there, if you really want to get from there, you're going to have to let some stuff go so that the Father, his light and life in you, can illuminate fresh truth to you, where it causes you to stretch yourself, your brain. Might even make your brain sweat. I love that thought of brain sweating. Because if you don't, nothing will change. And the stretching won't hurt you. It ain't like a rubber band. If you stretch it too much, it's going to pop. No. You were built for this. Hear me, you were built for this, and all you need is the right environment. And you know what? I'm just going to just put this in here. You need to join the Optimize Your Brain Challenge. It'll be a great environment if you're really serious about change. I know you go to church. I know you speak in tongues. I know you prophesy. I know you do this. You sing on the praise team. You're the usher for 20 years. I know all of that, but I'm telling you, when you get to a place where you start understanding, because it's his life in you, and you start understanding, there's more. I know there's more. I just don't know how to get there. All you need is the environment that might be challenging, but it'll surely help you get there. Where you can break out, for you can break, so you can break through. Folk trying to break through, but you ain't broke out yet. You can break through and still have the same mindset. Dr. Miles Monroe wrote a book years ago, and I pulled it out a few weeks ago. I hadn't had a chance to read it because I've been recuperating because I wanted to review it. It's called The Burden of Freedom.
Oh, my gosh.
And that's it's in my library.
Everybody needs it.
I went and found it. Called The Burden of Freedom. You've been enslaved so long. You've been told when to eat, told when to wake up, told da-da-da-da-da. And now you got freedom, and the freedom has become a burden to you because you've been so programmed to be a certain way. It's a powerful, my goodness.
Do you realize something? You were talking about the Optimize Your Brain Challenge, and I hope they put your email, I mean, your website on there so people can get your link. But here is one of the things. Do you notice that it goes from revelation to revelation to revelation? You've been in a number of them, but they have never been the same. Never been the same, because it's trying to stretch people to get them to a place where you can recognize the sovereignty of God, where you can recognize the sovereignty of God and go into places, as Captain Kirk used to say, go into places that have not been gone into before, so that you can create, so that you can have this mind, create in me a clean heart. Create in me a clean heart and renew in me a right spirit, not a wrong spirit, but a right spirit. And that doesn't even equate as people see it. It equates as something totally different. It's talking about God's creative power, which it is that you were talking about before. And the renewal of that creative power in us, that creative power in us is resident. It is resident in your DNA. It is resident in the way, in the frequency, as you were talking about. And that is implanted in us. And the thing is that until we get stretched out of ourselves, get stretched out of this physical mind. See, it's not my natural mind anymore. My natural mind is in heaven. My natural mind is God's creative mind. I'm gone. I'm out of this place because I recognize the sovereignty of God, the sovereignty of God. And what he says, as I am, so are you in the earth. You see, none of this is impossible. None of this is up to me. None of this is up to me, this physical thing. That's why in being around 80 years old, and we'll be there until 120. That's why I do not see anything as limiting me. My age is not something that will limit me. My age is just what it is. It's the number of this body, but it is not the number of my spirit. And I am spirit.
Come on.
I am spirit. And I shall operate as that.
Praise. And your spirit is eternal. Somebody get that one. It's eternal. It is so. This is what we're trying to help people get to help you understand, because there's more to you. You got to get. Jesus said this in John. I know our time, we got a few moments. 16:12. He said, "I have many more things to say to you, but you can't bear it now." He was talking to the disciples, and one of the reasons was the Holy Spirit wasn't poured out yet. But now, Holy Spirit is here. And now if we'll allow him to expand our capacity in our spirit and in our brain, we can begin to understand and accurately decode what he's saying to us in these days. Because he's, you know, because there are spiritual things. Can you remember your spirit? And there's a spiritual thing, even about, I know you use that phrase a lot, I am prosperity, because money's spiritual. And there's a spiritual connection to everything that we do. We're just not consciously aware. And one of the things I really believe that he wants to communicate, be more aware, be more conscious of your spiritual identity. Because remember, in him we live, in him we move, and in him we have our being, according to Acts 17:28. And then he said, Marshall, flip the script. In you I live, inside of you I move, and inside of you I have my being. So now I went back to something I wasn't doing. So now, whew, that's why how I'm getting here, Dr. Baker. That's how I'm getting here. I put a demand on the power of his life that's in me. What good is it to have his life in you and it don't change nothing about you? Still think the same, still act the same, still operate. His life, his DNA, he's changing me. And my natural body, my mind, everything has to respond to that. Otherwise, I wonder, is it really real? If you don't want to believe that, let me believe that. I'm talking to the people listening. I don't know how much. Our time is short, I know. But this is what this is about. If the Spirit, Romans 8:11, that raised Jesus from the dead, if it dwells in you or lives in you, what is it supposed to do? It will also quicken. It'll make alive your brain, your physical, mortal body, your heart, your lungs, your kidneys, every bit of your body. I recently had a test and the doctor said, your kidneys look good, your bladder looks good, everything looks good internally. That was good to know. Because they tried to give me medicine I don't need. And I'm like, I don't take it anyway. I know our time is up. But his life will calibrate you and even your brain. Even your brain. He wants to put some more wrinkles in your brain. Because somebody's brain, mind, is too smooth. It ain't enough rough places in there. I better turn it over to you because I know our time is up.
Okay, our time is up. Apostle Marshall's information there, and so is mine. I want you to like this program, share it with others. And remember, we're doing a 4-part series. Join us next week, same time, same station. Here on Kingdom First TV for the Tell It Like It Is, the Kingdom of God way. And we're still going to get into creating me a clean heart and renewing me a right spirit. And we're going to take all of these things out of your religious mind and put them into the realm in which you can live the life that's abundantly chosen for you. We'll see you next time. Apostle Baker and Apostle Marshall saying bye-bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Kingdom First TV, your station for King